Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today, Fred and Ed and the night the power went out. Fred and Ed were prepared that evening by Alice, their mother, for a babysitter. It was young Melissa from across the street. The boys adored her. She was, after all, a friend of theirs and someone that they occasionally hung out with when they weren't being babysat. They weren't babies and didn't like being sat on, so they preferred to call it friend-sitting. So during the friend-sitting experience, they often had fun with Melissa. They would have movies and popcorn and all sorts of fun entertainment, an enjoyable evening with a friend. But it also meant that Ned and Alice were leaving, which they did, right after Melissa got there that evening. It was a little dark outside, and Alice told Melissa, "The boys have to be in bed by 9 p.m. It was just a little after 6 on a cold winter's night. In fact, it was a really cold night as Ned and Alice pulled away, their headlights slowly fading in the distance, their car gone, Ned and Alice gone. About 7 o'clock that evening, a traumatic event occurred, little beknownst to Melissa, Fred, and Ed, and not relevant to our story in that there was a car that slid off the road and sadly struck a telephone pole. Unfortunately, the striking of the telephone pole severed the power lines to the local redistribution hub, which caused something we are all familiar with, a power outage. Needless to say, Fred and Ed panicked. They don't like the darkness, as most small children don't, because in the darkness, monsters come out and play. We all know that. We've seen the movie, Monsters, Inc., and Monsters University, where monsters hide in the closet in the darkness and wait for us to fall asleep before leaping out and surprising us with a horrifying and awful scream, or worse than that, taking our popcorn. Also, the other side of a power failure, there was no TV, no movies, no popcorn. Luckily for the boys, Melissa was a very smart person, and she very quickly lit 3 candles and had the boys sit down quietly in the living room, and she said, "If we can't watch a movie, let's read books." So Melissa grabbed the flashlight from the kitchen counter, and turning the flashlight on, she began to read the story of the Cat in the Hat. It seemed, after all, apropos to read a story about a cat visiting children whose mother was gone for the day. And so Melissa began to read Cat in the Hat. And the boys began to calm down. The visions and terrible thoughts that they were having when the lights went out began to fade away, and they began to enjoy the Cat in the Hat. In fact, so much so that they didn't notice that it was past 9 o'clock. Neither did Melissa, because they were having so much fun reading. And in fact, they were still reading when the front door key turned and Ned and Alice came in. Ned and Alice said, "Oh my goodness, there was a power failure." Melissa said, "It's fine. We sat, we read books, and we enjoyed ourselves." Alice gave the boys both a hug and sent them up to bed. It was, of course, another night for our heroes, Fred and Ed. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thanks for listening.